He made intercession to God. He was a great prayer, had a great prayer life, and that pleased God. And the only way you're going to please God is like Hebrews 11 and 6 says, by faith in it was translated that he should not see death, but before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Before your translation, not when it's time to go, but before it's time to go, you please God. In Ezekiel 22, verse 30, I sought for a man among them. You want to be important with God? Be one of these fellows. I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none, none in the days of Ezekiel. See, Ezekiel was already over in Babylon. They'd done taken him off of those hostages. He wasn't in Israel here. Now, he's writing here history. He's talking about what happened, that Jerusalem is destroyed, and they scattered all over the provinces of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar's empire. In that remnant, that holy remnant, God told Jeremiah, said, I'm going to cause a holy remnant to be taken to Babylon for your good. I'm going to save you there. And you're going to plant vineyards and build houses and have children. And I'm going to bring you back after 70 years. Ezekiel was in that group, along with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, those fellows. And he's saying here why the land was destroyed. And what happened? Verse 25, a conspiracy among the prophets is in the land. A roaring lion ravening the prey. They devoured souls. They've taken the treasure and the precious things. The preachers today are getting all the money. These old false prophets getting all the money. We had to work and fast and pray and beg, whine, everything. Keep holiness, priests. The judgments of God warned God's people of them. But see, these prophets, these false prophets, and these soothsayers, they've got all the money. They've taken the treasure and the precious things. They've made many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They put no difference. These preachers today is the same. This is an epitomization. They put no difference between the holy and profane. They show no difference between the unclean and the clean. That's what's wrong. And he goes on down a little further in verse 28. He said, her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies, saying the Lord saith, when the Lord has not spoken to them fellas, telling people God said. That's got to be a stark tragedy today. God said it. Lord said it. God said, I didn't speak. He said, here's what I was seeking for. I sought for a man among them that would make up the hedge, an important man, an important woman to stand in the gap before me, make up the hedge before me, that I should not destroy the land. But I couldn't find any. Therefore, I poured out my indignation upon them. I have recompensed their own way upon their head, saith the Lord. Because there was no intercessor, Israel was carried away, scattered among the nations, as Zechariah said, like a whirlwind, until the land lay desolate. For 70 years, the land lay desolate until she fulfilled her Sabbath. God purged that land of idolatry. Then he brought that holy remnant and their seed back again and established them in the land of Israel. That's what God's fixing to do, to purge idolatry out of the church. And it's going to take the very important people God sent to live holy. And let me tell you something, a warning here. You can live holy without going around feeling your oath, without being lifted up with pride. And, oh, my hair is the longest, and my dress is the most holy and the most representative of the holiness faith. And, oh, Lord God, God hates that pride as bad as he hates the other kind. No matter how holy you live, you can't go around being self-righteous. God hates that, just like he does that other old pride. Lord God, have mercy. It ain't going to hurt you to get out here and be around somebody that happens to cuss, or somebody that's miniskirt or a bikini on. I mean, you're not going out looking for them. I mean, if you happen to run into one of them, you don't have to, hey, I can't stand this. You might can stand it better than you think if you go ahead and stay there a few minutes. I know you're supposed to flee youthful lust. But that means after you stood it all you can, then you go. Praise God. See how much you can take and then flee when you get to the breaking point. But to think we're better than somebody else, You never will never be able to minister to those out here we're reaching for, that God's reaching for, that we're making intercession for, that we're standing in the gap for, that we're trying to be important with God for. Not with man, but to be important with God. An important person with God. That we can make intercession, that we can stand in the gap, that God will let us stand before Him and make the supplication for the life of that Christian or member of our family or neighbor. Praise God of that.
This is the end of this tape.